As Africa accelerates its energy transition, strategic global partnerships are key to unlocking investment, technology, and expertise. Belgium, through its trade and investment ties, plays a crucial role in fostering collaboration with Nigeria. How can Belgian businesses contribute to Nigeria's energy future? What opportunities exist for deeper investment and technology transfer? What challenges must be addressed to build a stronger, more sustainable energy alliance?
Hi, I'm Francis Jaco, your host on today's episode of NESG TV. Today, we'll be discussing how to strengthen Belgium-Nigeria energy partnerships. Now, over the past few episodes of the NESG TV, we've been discussing renewable energy, energy access, and the rest of it. Now, these conversations are very key because there's only so much we can achieve as a nation without reliable and sustainable energy. Now, Belgium is a long-standing trade partner. Our bilateral relations with Belgium dates back to 1961. And ever since, Belgium has been a key refiner of our petroleum. But now we are looking at how we can scale up that partnership that we already have to include strategic alliances that can enable us to achieve energy access by 2030. Which is why we have Thomas De Buhl in the room. He's the head of the bilateral section for Nigeria at the Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture for Belgium, Luxembourg, Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific. Welcome, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so before we go deep into the discussion, I just want you to give us a brief about what the CBL-ACP does for the benefit of our viewers.
Yes. So if you look at our Chamber CBL-ACP, I'm happy that you said the whole words full, yeah. So I don't have to repeat.
That's right.
It's quite a mouthful. Mm. So if you look at our chamber, we have been around for more than 60 years. Mm-hmm. So I would say we are the natural partner of the Belgian Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Yeah.
And we have a very good collaboration with all the Belgian embassies in Africa, in the Caribbean, and the Pacific states. And this makes it, your perfect partner mm-hmm. to enter the Belgium in the Luxembourg market, you know, if you as a Nigerian company want to connect with key players who are already active either in Nigeria or on the African continent to see how you can build partnerships, how you can develop business together. So I said, we are very glad that we also have this great collaboration with the Embassy of Belgium in Abuja and also with the Nigerian Embassy in Belgium, to promote really the trade between Belgium and Nigeria. And we have different initiatives that we do. I'm here this week for the Nigeria International Energy Summit. I was speaking yesterday and my ambassador was speaking at the opening session. We have our annual business forum, the Nigeria-Belgium-Luxembourg Business Forum, that will happen from the 22nd to the 24th of October in Brussels. So I would say these are all initiatives to promote more trade and investment between our two countries.
Thank you very much. Now, other key hang-ups in Nigeria, right? These are doing business index, we are quite low, we are not where we ought to be. So what opportunities would we say attract Belgian interest in Nigeria, especially the energy sector?
Yes. Well, I think we have to look more on where is the interest. Where can Belgium come in? And then I would look at renewable energy, focusing more on solar. But I think, we can also still look at gas, because I think for us in Europe, we'll still look at gas as a transition from going to the oil and gas more to the renewable. I spoke about it also yesterday during my panel, and I think we have to understand the local context here. Nigeria, as many other African nations, they started, doing the exploration of the oil wells and gas and so on, a few decades. So I think we also have to give it some time for that transition to happen, because of course it's a sector where there's a lot of profit. So to just, close down that sector, wouldn't make sense for the economy, for the country. So I think we have to start investing in solar panels, still looking at how we can, look at gas, especially for export to the European Union. We know the issue with the Ukraine-Russia war is still at hand, although they are efforts to bring the war to an end, and that would be very good, you know, for the European continent. But I think Europe has decided that they want to develop closer partnerships with African countries, especially in the energy sector. So I think it's an opportunity that Nigeria can leverage on. So I would say if there would be more of a shift to solar renewable energies, that would be very welcomed. And we on the European side, we have the companies that can offer the quality and the know-how to work with Nigerian partners.
Thank you. But you don't see a hang-up here because we are a highly fossilized society. So that transition to clean energy and all of that, and it's relatively new territory. So how do you intend to push through and get your technologies in place, you know, to ensure that you can penetrate the market here?
Yes. Well, I also saw that during my ambassador's opening remarks in his panel, you know, everybody in the panel was from the oil and gas sector, and my ambassador was pushing for renewables. So, you know, you saw the reactions there. But I think we have to advocate for more focus on renewables because, well, let's look at the energy supply of Nigeria. Currently, Nigeria cannot supply the energy needs of its population. That's a fact. So there should be ways that you make a mix. You have, you know, energy coming from you know, different sources, but there is one source that is unlimited, and that's the sun. And you have, you know, all over the year, you have the sun available. So I think that should be tapped in, and we have to look at other countries that have done it. Look at Morocco. They built one of the biggest solar plants in the world. So, and I know Nigeria can do the same. And then I think we need to have a conversation with, you know, the international partners like the European Investment Bank and so on. Because as a European, I always find it a bit, strange that when these big projects are being tendered, they will rather go for maybe a cheaper option that would be a company not primarily from Europe. But then if you look at the implications of the country itself, there will be actually more costs for the country, you know, to do repairs and so on after maybe 5 or 10 years. So I think we have to really focus at bringing quality projects in the renewable energy sector. One can also look at biomass. We have a company in Belgium called Vinke. They are very good in biomass. They're an international player worldwide. So we have all these companies that have the expertise. So I think it would be good if we can sit down with the Nigerian players who are already active in renewable energy, in solar, in biomass, and see how can you partner up with, how can you tender for contracts together, and how can you exchange the know-how and knowledge. And, you know, many countries have done that. I think we can look at China as an example, not maybe in the energy sector, but in the transport sector. You had Siemens coming in, doing all that transfer of knowledge. And, you know, now China has one of the best interconnectivity going from one city to another. So I think we should not reinvent the wheel. Let's look at good examples and look at how we can replicate that for Nigeria and you know, start doing business together.
Thanks so much. Now, this throws up two questions. Well, some wonder that Belgium has been a bilateral partner since 1961. So why is the whole discussion around alternative energy sources coming up now? Then secondly, are you also looking at gas to power? You know, there are the alternatives beyond just renewables. There's a lot of conversation around CNG now, for instance, as an alternative to fuel and all of that, petroleum. So is it just renewables that Belgium would primarily be interested in, or just the full range of, the energy mix?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, we have identified that gas is also, as I said before, a transitional power supply means. And we, even in Belgium, we have opened new gas power plants. So I would say that definitely it's a short-term solution. But of course, I think we have to look at the facts. We only have one planet where we all, still want to live on for the next thousands of years, even after our kids and then our grandkids. So we have to look at, you know, solutions. And, you know, Europe has different mechanisms. We have the Green Deal. We have the Global Gateway. So I think it's possible. But I think also there should be, you know, consultations on the government side, you know, bilateral between Belgium and Nigeria. And we can look at examples as Namibia. Belgium have signed a deal with Namibia on hydro. And there the port of Antwerp Bruges came in. Also one of our private companies came in and they invested heavily in that project. So it's possible. But I think it takes both sides to talk to each other and come to an agreement. And I think we, as a Chamber of Commerce representing the private sector, can support those initiatives.
Thank you very much. So now, in terms of, I mean, Belgium and Nigeria, they are like a refiners, I mean, Europe. So what are the biggest challenges you faced, you know, penetrating the Nigerian market that you would like maybe the government, you know, to help you scale and all of that?
Yes. Well, I also mentioned it yesterday in my panel. Is I think there's a lot of red tape. It's quite difficult as a company when you come in that you have to engage so many different ministries where, you know, if it can be put together in a, I would say, one-stop shop where if you have to apply for a permit, be it about energy, be it about environment, you can go to one place that can take care of that. Of course, you have, you know, the Nigeria Investment and Promotion Commission and so on. But I still feel that more can be done. I think, you know, a business cannot afford to wait, you know, weeks, months for a permit or a special investment certificate and so on.
So it's challenging your licensing and all of that.
Exactly. Mm. You know, for them, they look at days. And I know from other countries it's possible. So I think that is a main challenge. Of course, we always try to engage our stakeholders. As I mentioned, the Nigeria Investment and Promotion Commission, and they are also regularly attending our business forum. So we are very, you know, grateful for that partnership. But I think it takes, you know, from the top level, from government to say, look, foreign investors, businesses, you are welcome. I mean, we have seen a positive trend, you know, all the news outlets like Bloomberg and so on, they are giving positive, feedback that the Nigerian economy is doing better. But I think still there is a lot that can be done in terms of facilitating a fast track of you know, projects, setting up a company, the permits, and so on.
Thank you. But again, it makes me circle back to my first question. Why did it take this long for Belgium to? Because mostly now we can refine locally with Dangote refineries and all of that. Do you see that as a threat? Because you are a major refiner, 40%, about 40% of our refined petroleum products come from Belgium. Yes. So do you see that as a threat? And has this informed the renewed market penetration and diversification into the Nigerian economy?
No. I definitely don't see it as a threat, and also our ambassador mentioned it, because let's just look at the facts. Does it make sense to export crude oil all the way to Belgium, refine it, and then send it back?
Certainly not.
It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't also, looking at the economic and the Green Deal and just the footprint that it leaves on the emissions to do all of that, it doesn't make sense at all. So we as as a business organization, as Chamber of Commerce, I think we are quite happy that now you have the Dangote refinery, you have the government institutions also scaling up their capacity. We would actually like to see that all the oil is refined locally, because that's the way forward. And, you know, that's also an opportunity for Belgium then to focus on other avenues. And it's something that, you know, has been happening for a couple of years. Now with the Dangote refinery has scaled up. So I believe in the next 5 to 10 years, we will not see those volumes anymore of oil being exported to Antwerp to be, to be refined. So we have to look at other sectors, at other avenues to do business together, because that, those flows of business, gradually we will see them now scaling down and even stopping in the future. Personally, I think it's good. I'm happy that Now you have the local capacity to do the refinery locally. Because as I said, it doesn't make sense to send it all the way, send it back. I don't think it's a, you know, something that is sustainable. And we are happy that now with the local capacity, it's possible that you can do it locally.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking from the layman's perspective, the layman feels this partnership, they take too long. I can remember in 2014, I read something about 60 Belgian investors studying the Nigerian market. They wanted to come in. But that was how far it went. So for the regular man, what words do you have? Because they feel, they see these news items, regularly. Belgian investors seek to woo the Nigerian government. They want to penetrate. But that's where it stops. Not just Belgium, international investors. So how would you want to encourage them that this is not just a one-shot deal, so to speak, it's sustainable?
Yeah. Well, I think, one has to look at the mindset of the Belgian companies. I know people always tend to think of Belgian businesses coming to Nigeria as investors. And I think we have to clarify that the companies coming to Nigeria are not really primarily investors. They are coming to look at opportunities on how to do business with their Nigerian counterparts, be it the distribution of their products, offering services and so on. But there is an opportunity for investment, but that takes time. Belgian businesses, they are very risk averse. They take time to, start focusing on a country heavily. And I think it also, Nigeria is a market where you have companies that are very capital strong. So I think the opportunity there is to matchmake the Belgian companies and the Nigerian companies. And then, of course, they can look at, setting up a joint venture in the future and so on. But the real focus of the Belgian companies is first to trade and then invest. And I think it makes sense because first you want to see, is there a market for my product? Mm-hmm. Is there a market for my services? Mm-hmm. If they are convinced, they will take the next step. But no Belgian company will just, pick a country, go there and say, here is 20 million, 50 million, let's go for it. No, they really take their time and it takes longer. But I would say the effects of those type of investments and business, it is more, sustainable than some of the investments you would see that, they invest, it doesn't work out and that's then the end of it. So we believe in sustainable investment and it does take time. And I know that I would say maybe the common Nigerian will not see the effect, within a few weeks or even a year. But I think it's a way forward. And then, of course, it's also, up to the local partners to see, how the communities can benefit from, these investments or businesses.
Thank you. Now, the universal energy access by 2030 here in Nigeria, you are highly experienced, the Nigerian market, so to speak. Is it like ambitious based on all the infrastructural gaps, regulatory hiccups? Can we achieve universal energy access here in Nigeria by 2030? It's just how many years away? 5?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Well, I think one should not, give up hope. I think we should all try and focus on that deadline and push for it. So that's why, I come back to renewable energy. There, as you said, there are gaps here. So I think we can fill in those gaps with solar, with biomass, with gas plants and so on. So I think we have to sit down, identify opportunities and then say, okay, Belgium, Nigeria, where can you come in? Where can both governments give support? And we, we go for it 100%.
Now, I know it's early days, but, especially for solar, the challenge is the upfront cost. Everybody wants solar, right? But people are limited by the finances that are available to them. So I know this is quite early, but if you want to penetrate the market, are you looking at affordable, maybe compared the Belgian products will be much cheaper compared to the Nigerian? I mean, how are you looking to penetrate the market so people can prefer your products and maybe go for your products?
Yeah. Well, I think, I'm talking about is more of the, solar on the really industrial and the commercial scale.
Okay, commercial scale.
Because price-wise, Belgium companies cannot compete with people buying maybe solar panels from China and so on on an individual basis. I think one, we have to really look at, you know, big solar plants. And that also takes, you know, the government to support those initiatives. So I think the way forward is to identify areas where these big solar plants can be set up, go through the tender process, but then, of course, look at quality, not look at the price, you know, look at price, but with quality. So I think that's where Belgian companies can come in, if you are talking about solar energy.
Now, the value chain challenges now, what about logistics, for instance, logistical challenges in the energy sector? Are you looking at that? So what, and then for technology transfer, what areas are you looking at in terms of technology and innovation, added to what we already have in the market now?
Yeah. Well, I think, of course, you know, battery storage is one of those. But also, you know, local production of solar panels and even batteries and so on. I think these are, you know, areas where Belgium know-how and technology can play a very key role. Because I think, you know, Nigeria has a very good policy that you want to promote local manufacturing, local production. So I think, you know, I always tell companies when I talk about Nigeria, if you are serious about doing business in Nigeria and you are already manufacturing a product, manufacture it in Nigeria, and you have a market of more than 200 million and even beyond. So I think one should always look at, if you have a product, look at the opportunities to manufacture it locally so that you can access a whole market. And then you also can reduce your price when you are selling those equipments.
Great. So just two more questions. What are the criteria for membership of the CBLACP, and then maybe give us a recap of your upcoming conference in Brussels and how Nigerians can participate.
Yes. So if you look at the membership of the chamber, it's open to, I would say, all you know, companies internationally. Of course, there needs to be a focus between Belgium, Luxembourg, the African continent, Caribbean, or the Pacific states. What we always do when there's an application, you can easily go to our website, that's cblacp.be. And there's an application form you can fill in, and then send out to our secretariat, and they will get the application. So it's definitely open for Nigerian companies. And I'm happy to say that the business forum that we had last year, this year is the third edition already, we actually, the majority of our sponsors were Nigerian companies. So we see that there's a huge interest from the Nigerian side to develop key partnerships with Belgian companies and do business together. And then talking about the business forum, so the business forum is a three-day event. The first day will be a plenary session with keynote speakers, different panel discussions. In the afternoon, we have our B2Bs. The second day, we'll have B2Bs again, a follow-up, some personal meetings. And then the last day, the third day, we have our company visits. So these are 2 to 3 company visits where the Nigerian companies will have an extensive tour. And last year, we went to Rio Valley, we went to Kipco Damaco, who are all active in agriculture and also food processing. So I think it was really an eye-opener for Nigerian companies to look at how is Belgium doing it, you know, in the food processing sector, but also how is Belgium doing it in the agricultural sector. You know, how are they doing the cooperation with all the different you know, farmers in Belgium in different areas. So I would say I invite the Nigerian companies to participate, reach out to CBLACP, and I'm sure through you, through our partner, you will be able to provide our contact details, and we'll be happy to, you know, engage companies, government entities on how to participate. And what I can already say is that we already have our set of speakers released. We have, from the Nigerian side, we're happy that we have the Minister of Aviation, Mr. Festus, who will be attending the conference in October. So we also see that from the government side, there is more interest every year to attend our business forum. So I think it's a very conducive platform to really engage key stakeholders from Luxembourg and Belgium in Brussels.
Thank you very much, Thomas. We've had a very insightful discussion with Thomas de Bill on strengthening Belgium-Nigeria energy partnerships. As he has rightly said, we need all the alliances we can get. We cannot do it alone. And Belgium, being a strategic partner that we've had since 1961, is well placed to give us some insights on how we can achieve energy access, not just in 2030, but more sustainably. For our viewers who have stayed with us, thank you very much. If you've enjoyed this session, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. I'm Francis Jackbo. Until next time.